Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Oop, there we go.
You doing? I ain't doing.
8:14 and 33 today. We got some light snow, freezing drizzle, drizzle for shizzle.
For shizzle. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop wrote this.
Bringing your forecast right. This morning.
So great. High of 35 today. Should be cleared up in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, low of 20. Tuesday, partly cloudy and a high of 32. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, high of 45.
Oh, man.
Good Lord. Yeah,
let's go golfing.
And we could, man. It's warm enough for it.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This story just speaks volumes about men and our insecurities when it comes to, you know.
Oh, down below?
Down below. 54-year-old Robert Esquivel Cabrera from Mexico has been internet famous for the past few years thanks to his massive junk.
Oh, is that
you
the
seen
guy?
That guy?
The guy with the...
He's got like, it's like in a sock. It's always wrapped up. He claimed it was 18.9 inches.
And God, man.
And it was so big that it made it impossible for him to work. But recently, he went to a new radiologist, and the doctor said that the reports of the size have been greatly exaggerated. His CT scan showed that Robert's junk is really only about 7 inches, which, you know what? When you're just hanging 7 inches, that's pretty good.
You should be happy about
that's
that.
Pretty good, which is, you know, above average, well, but not record
breaking. What's the rest of that stuff in that sock?
Foreskin.
Oh, God.
The other 12 inches,
oh,
foreskin.
God. No, come on.
Now, it makes sense since
it's
Robert.
It's a hard word to listen. I don't like that word.
Robert made his junk bigger when he was a kid by attaching weights to stretch it.
Come on, man. No.
Here's the thing. Ladies, can you just, can some doctor or maybe ladies start a rumor that like 4 inches is good enough so us men can stop this childish determination to have the biggest junk possible. You know what I mean?
It's not, it's more in the way than anything.
Here's the thing, is that what's funny about this guy is he literally, like, if you've ever watched the reports on him, like, they interviewed him and everything like that, he can't work. His thing is just, it just messes with his daily life, but he still won't have a reduction. That is how it's important to this guy to have the biggest one in the world.
Well, women do breast reduction.
They do. They do. That's back problem. That's what I'm saying. But guys, though, us guys, we're like, no, hell no, anyway. You know what? Add some more onto that thing.
Let's throw some weights on it. Stretch it out a little bit.
So I'm just going to say it again. 12 inches of foreskin.
God, yeah. Chew on that one.
No, don't chew on that.